Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and this is really day one of my Pilgrim Chris Camino on the way to Santiago de Compostela. I arrived in Lourdes, France yesterday morning, very early, and spent a few hours in Lourdes, and then I went to the grotto, I went to the Basilica, and just got my bearings really. And then I went to the train station to catch a train to St. Jean Pied-à-Port, which is the traditional starting point for the pilgrimage. And on the train I met a lovely young lady called...
Shir.
And S-H-I-R. And Shir is a 20-something Israeli girl. And we're still walking together now. We're all part company. And the next stop, I think, because things are changing, Shira is going to stay on in a refugio there, and I'm going to continue walking. But last night we came from St. John, yeah, and we walked up into the hills of the Pyrenees, and there wasn't a place open for us to stay, and I was going to camp anyway, so I offered Shira a spot in the tent, and at the same time, we met somebody else called Karen from America. Now, Karen's gone ahead, she's left us now. And so last night, there was three people in my little tent. And as all of you who know me know, that's some going. So there was three people top and tailing in my tent. And it was funny, wasn't it?
It
wasn't necessarily comfortable for some people, but we managed it, and a bit with shelter. And then we continue to walk today over the Pyrenees and down into Roncesvalles. Yes, into Spain. And now we're just leaving Roncesvalles and we're going on to, where are we going to?
We're going to Bourget, because there are shops there and you have to get your supplies. And afterwards, I'm continuing to Espinal, so are you.
So am I.
And then...
You're staying...
I'm staying there, and
I'm
you
going
have
to
get some more miles covered.
Get a few miles covered, and yeah. You're staying in a refuge.
I hope so.
Hope so. And I shall carry on a little bit and try and find a spot to pitch my tent again. So tonight I shall be sleeping alone. I won't have the company of two ladies. And if my partner's listening to this... Hello, darling. So I shall be sleeping alone tonight. And I know my partner will be listening to this. So, yes, we had three generations in the tent last night. We had a lady in her mid-60s. We had me in my mid-40s. And we had Shira, who's in her less than her mid-20s, not even reached her mid-20s yet. And so that was good. So I'm going to stop recording now. Well, I'm going to just ask, really, Shira, why are you taking this pilgrimage particularly? Any particular reason?
Well, I don't have a very good reason, but I wanted to travel for a few months. And I saw a TV program, actually, about the Camino. And I had this feeling that I have to be there. I just have to do this and complete this mission. And I hope I will.
I'm sure you will.
And I'm finding, each day I'm finding a new, well, it's only the second day, the first day, but I'm finding new motivation.
But you've already been walking, for 2 weeks, haven't you? Traveling for 2 weeks.
I have been traveling in France for 2 weeks, all around Toulouse and near the Pyrenees, only on the French side. And it's beautiful. And I'm going to continue after the Camino to travel in Portugal and in Spain. And I'm taking my time.
Yes, unlike me, who is not racing through this, but I'm setting a pace. But you have more time to...
I have more time to do my siestas.
To do your siestas, indeed. And then that's it, you're going back home then and back to life. Well, we're going to continue walking, folks, and I shall do another boo when appropriate, really. We're just walking through a nice leafy glade, I suppose. Just come out of Roncesvalles, as I've said, and ever onwards. Buen Camino, everyone, and say bye-bye, Shira.
Bye.
Bye, all. Take care.